After college, future doctors spend at least another 7 years in medical school, in residency, and sometimes a fellowship. They learn skills that few others know, like how to do procedures, recognize the symptoms of rare diseases, and make life-changing decisions quickly. But for hours every day, many doctors handle chores that don't require these high-level skills. Instead, they're filling out one paper form after another. They're clicking boxes on yet another electronic medical record. Our next guest, internist Christine Sinsky, joined us to talk about how doctors can find more time for the tasks that their patients really need, healing. Dr. Sinsky, welcome to Sound Medicine.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
When we think of the traditional duties of a primary care doctor, we picture you listening to our hearts through a stethoscope, making a diagnosis, writing a prescription for us. You're concerned that doctors are spending too much of their time doing other things. What new duties have doctors picked up?
Well, that's a really great question, and I am concerned that we are spending much of our time doing things that aren't of highest value to our patients. Over the last 10 years, there's been an increased number of additional tasks that have been placed to the physician, work that might previously have been done by other members of the team, say the receptionist or a medical records clerk or a pharmacist, have been pushed to the physician, in large part as a consequence of implementation of electronic health records.
So tell us a little bit about the study you did. You went to look to see what physicians were spending their time on. And you found some alarming, I think, statistics of how much time they're not spending with us.
Sure. So we did this wonderful study called In Search of Joy in Practice, and we visited 23 high-functioning practices across the country. So really the exemplars, the best of the best, if you will. And even in those places, we observed that probably on the order of 70 to 80% of the physician work output was work that either could be re-engineered out of the practice or that was low value, that was waste, or could have been done by someone else with different technology or different policies.
I think for patients, we thought that electronic medical records would make our health care better by really informing all the doctors that we see and kind of improving our care. It sounds like it's making physicians have some headaches, but is it still better for the patient?
I think in our civilian lives, if you will, technology has been such a win that we would assume that it would be that much of a benefit in all arenas. And I think it will eventually be a big win in healthcare, but we're going through this time of transition, and it's probably going to be a 10 to 20 year transition, which I think is unexpected. And the EHR, the electronic health record, I think has been both a blessing for patient care and a burden. So it's not been all bad or all good.
What have those top practicing physicians done about electronic medical records that has made them able to practice and feel better about their practice?
Well, one of the things that many of the practices did is that they recognized that it does take a team of people to deliver the best care for patients and that we need to share some of the work with some of the team members. So one practice, for example, in Minneapolis had the medical assistants and the nurses given permission to take work off the doctor's inbox, this long list of tasks to be done. Many physicians have 300 inbox messages waiting for them every day, signatures to be put on a prescription or a lab result that was normal to be checked off. And at Fairview, they've allowed their nurses and medical assistants to share a lot of that work so that only those small minority of messages that need to get passed on to the physician go to the physician's work list. So that's one example. And there's another that I'd like to tell you about. And that would be in several of the practices, instead of it being just the physician who is in charge of record keeping, the physician and a clinical assistant, either a nurse or a medical assistant, take care of the patient together in the room. And while the doctor is interacting with the patient, the assistant is recording much of the work and operationalizing things like putting in the orders or sending the prescriptions so that the physician can really devote her full attention to the patient.
Kind of a scribe, if you will, I think is the term that people are using now.
I think that doesn't really capture the full benefit that that person can add. So it's a term I tend to shy away from. Even at the best of practices, we're all struggling with something. But we found reasons for hope. We found models of care with a lot of pre-visit planning, with sharing the care among the team, with finding ways to deal with the electronic health record that are good for the patient and good for the physician. And it was really awe-inspiring to be part of that work.
And is joy the appropriate word? I'm just thinking of, you know, so many primary care physicians just feel overburdened that even in the best, most high-functioning practices, I'm not sure I would choose the word joy, but you have.
We have, and you know, I am glad that we did because I have seen this now being picked up and used by many people. The American College of Physicians, for example, which is the largest physician professional organization representing internists and subspecialists, has chosen improving joy in practice as one of its core strategic plans going forward. I think that that term is resonating with physicians across the country, so I'm glad we chose it.
Let's talk about another term that I think resonates with physicians, but I think as patients we don't quite understand, and that's that you recently wrote that doctors should spend more time working at the top of their license. What does that mean?
So physicians train for 11 years, and that's a lot of time that individual people as well as society has invested in that training. And I think we need to be mindful of fully leveraging that training and not spending most of those professionals' time doing work that either doesn't need to be done or someone else could do it. There's always been a little bit of paperwork, but lately the amount of paperwork or electronic kind of busy work has grown to the point where it's really unsustainable. And it's taking physicians away from doing what patients need us to do. And that's to really listen to them.
I'm talking with Dr. Christine Sinsky. She is a general internist in Dubuque, Iowa, and one of her areas of focus is helping physicians find more enjoyment in their work, which may help them provide better health care to their patients. And that's exactly my question. Do you see these reforms and new methods of trying to get back to patient care really improving patient health?
I do. And there's some developing evidence of that. For example, one of our study sites in the Boston area has been able to substantially reduce the number of hospital admissions and the number of emergency room visits because of this wraparound kind of care that they've been able to provide. And I think we know that when physicians are burned out, we make more mistakes, our patients are less adherent to our treatment, we don't show as much empathy, they're less satisfied with our care. So if we can address that physician burnout issue, we'll have a safer, less costly, more effective healthcare system.
And what can patients do to help their doctors squeeze the most value out of an office visit?
That's a great question. Let's think. So what can patients do? I think patients have a right to have their physician's full attention. And I think when patients aren't getting our full attention because we're multitasking, it's okay to pause and just wait for that eye contact. I think patients can come to their visits prepared, kind of think about what are your health goals, what are your goals for today. The more activated patients are, I think the better the care. So if a patient knows their medications, is interested in learning how they can be in charge of their own care, how they can exercise more, eat in a healthy way, that goes a long way toward improving their care.
Well, Dr. Christine Sinsky, thank you so much for talking with me on Cell Medicine.
Barbara, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Christine Sinsky is a general internist at the Medical Associates Clinic in Dubuque, Iowa. If you have any thoughts on this topic or a comment on anything you've heard on our show, we'd love for you to share them with us. You can post on our Facebook page, you can send us a tweet, or click on the Contact Us button at soundmedicine.org.